morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I'm your honored host, or as my brother-in-law has now nicknamed me, 2250. My new nickname for him is 2250, because that's what I'm worth to the state, apparently, in jail. $22.50 a day for everybody in there. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour radio show, often imitated, never duplicated. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. Great lineup today. Martin Patella, he will be here to discuss magnesium oil, Miracle 2 soap. Now, most of the products at the Power Mall I've used in one form or another. I'm familiar with them, blah, blah, blah. I've never used the nebulizer, never. And I don't even quite know. I know people request it, and you all have used it. You know, that's one of the reasons we added it back, or we had it, or something Catherine said. I'm not even sure. I don't even know that much about it. So Martin's going to talk about the nebulizer, and I'm going to be, you know, completely ignorant because I really don't know that much about it. But we'll get that information from him, and also what's important for other health news. Martin can talk about a wide array of subjects, and we'll do that with him. And David Ahmad from opencarrytexas.org, he will be here the second hour. And there's a rash of retail stores like Walmart who are requesting, they're not demanding, they're not, this is not store policy, they're requesting that you don't bring a gun into their store, which is kind of stupid, because if they really wanted to protect people, you know, criminals don't go where other people with guns are. That's not going to achieve their objectives. They really like gun-free zones. That's just logic. That's my sense. If there's any logic in them at all. Anyway, whatever. I'm really excited to have David on. Talk about a variety of subjects. Beto O'Rourke right there in Texas. And just, you know, we're hearing that Texas is turning blue. What is the mentality of Texas? Just overall, guns in general, what does this mean to America? This is one of the most important subjects. I mean, the American subject, if you're going to list them, three or four of them, one of them is the right to bear arms, without question. It's the beginning of our country. It's such central, that idea, the concept, as you know, as we talk about. So we'll do the news, and we'll get to our fantastic guests. Thank you for your support over at the Power Mall, 877-817-9829. We are live 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Every day, 5 days a week. Well, 5 days a week. So, and Uncle Kevin's here. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be back again. Another great day in America. Hey, how about we strap on some armor and go down to the Walmart and see how they...
You mean a gun?
Yeah.
Well, let's talk to David and get his story.
Let's see if we get thrown out.
Let's see what his... I don't think we will hear.
I don't know.
I don't think we will.
Well, let's do it.
There's so many rednecks here that I don't think it'll happen here. But all right. Well, let's talk to David and talk about what's the best procedure to go about. I'm just not going to go down there willy nilly.
All right.
I got a record now.
That's right.
Actually, I don't. That's not true because they had no charge. Do you understand, ladies and gentlemen, what happened to me this weekend? I mean, I haven't said a lot, Brent Johnson is going to come on the end of this week. We're going to talk about it all. So make sure you listen to the end of Friday. You got to hear this whole story. I was not charged with anything. I was just held in jail with no charge.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear what I just said?
Kidnapped.
Do you hear what I just said?
Kidnapped.
Yeah.
He was kidnapped.
Yes. No charge.
No charge. You can't do that in America.
Well, not legally.
Right, not legally.
Not lawfully or legally.
Correct.
Anyway, so good to be with you.
Yeah,
what's the biggest thing on your mind right now, news-wise?
Pierre Delecto. Alias.
Okay, who is Pierre
Delecto? Alias Mitt Romney.
Mint, you call him Mint.
Mint. I really call him Pepe Le Pew. Romney.
Yes, I can't. Anyway, go ahead. He
opened up a Twitter account under an alias, Pierre Delecto. And for the last 6 months or a year, he's been just writing positive tweets about himself and negative tweets about Trump.
Pierre Delecto. That's got to be some Latin. Delecto. What's that Latin?
That sounds
familiar. I wonder
familiar.
If that's a Latin name or something. Was that from some book or something?
Yeah, or some James Bond villain or something. You know?
What is he?
Dr. Pierre Delecto trying to take over the world, you know? But we hate Romney.
Don't Why are you speaking for me? I try not to project my hate over, you know, the worldwide.
How many jobs? I'm looking up how many jobs he destroyed over the last 5 years or 10 years
from Bain Capital and what have you.
Sent all.
He used to buy up companies. They buy up companies, gut them, workers, get them down to, you know, bare bones and then sell them on the market, get their stock prices up and sell them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was his job.
What a beautiful American.
Let's get into the news. This is a very important story. And you understand that, you know, it's just like me and the police this weekend. You have levels of understanding, and then your levels of understanding go deeper and deeper and deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Power Hour listeners, and if you're new, you're here because, you know, you watch ABC or Fox or whatever, and it doesn't seem quite right. It's not deep enough for you. You're an out of the box thinker. The corporate media structure is in line with some deep state to project images to you, to capture your imagination, to get you to believe things. And it's belief, just as the Savior said in the Bible, you know, whatever you believe, you know, your beliefs, the kingdom of heaven is within you, your belief, your divinity, your power is tied to your beliefs. I don't think that's the right word, but you get what I'm saying. Your belief is everything. They can control you with your beliefs, no matter what you believe. So for quite a while, for decades, actually, none dare call it conspiracy, really blew the lid off this. None dare call it conspiracy is the most important book of this genre of the last 100 years, without question. It is seminal. It is the moment in American history where this concept of a conspiracy against the American people was like a big pitchfork stuck right through this glass pane window. And a hole was opened up in a wide, wide, wide array of all these windows. And the window was now open. And from there it walked through. From that moment till recently, places like the New York Times, places like corporate media, places like, you know, your doctor, your whatever, everybody's mind, Americans' mind were, and telling you that deep state, what are you, a conspiracy theorist? Demarginalizing you, telling you it didn't exist, ignoring you to begin with, then telling you you're a nut. Think about that, ladies and gentlemen. The deep state does not exist. What are you talking about? The guy working at the DMV is not trying to control your life and work for the United Nations. You know, I've heard stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying, moron. Let's rewind and now listen. Anyway. Just recently, to tell you where this is, and to help you understand how near and close this fight and this
conflict,
this ideological conflict. That's what it is. This is an ideological conflict, and one side is going to win, and one side is going to lose. I promise you,
we are going to win. There's no doubt in my mind.
No question. Liberty's going to win.
Well, yeah.
It's how many people are going to be sacrificed by their which way their beliefs are pulled.
Mm-hmm.
From the New York Times opinion, this is the New York Times. You want to look up, if there was a dictionary for deep state newspaper, number 1A definition would be see New York Times.
Exactly.
Here's their tweet, Twitter, something. I don't know what this
whatever
is.
Whatever it is.
Anyway, they put it out. The deep state is alive and well, composed of patriotic public servants. Their aim is not to bring down President Trump out of personal or political animus, but to rescue the Republic from his excesses.
What's all those jobs he created and all those regulations?
That means nothing. That's insignificant. And even the fact they mentioned President Trump, this is insignificant. They have gaslighted you for no less than 63 is a good marker from Kennedy. They have gaslighted you, ladies and gentlemen. They have gaslighted you. They have prodded you. They have lied to you. They have manipulated you. And now this whole time you've been saying there's a deep state. There's some conspiracy going on in the country. They say you're a nut. You're a tinfoil hat wearing idiot. You are a lunatic. And now when everything is coming out in the open, that now they're telling you there is this deep state. It's good for you. It's here to save the Republic. It's here for you. Let me read this again. Let me read this again.
Do it.
The deep state is alive and well, composed of patriotic public servants. Their aim is not to bring down President Trump out of personal or political animus, but to rescue the republic from his excesses. These people
sick
are worthless trash.
Mm-hmm.
And it is time. I'm so glad, you know, in a lot of this, I'm preaching to the choir. I understand this, but I really want you, and I don't want to feel like I'm even preaching to you. I get that way sometimes. I know I do. And that's not even what I want to feel, but I can see certain things and I know I see them and I want to share them. And sometimes I don't share them the best. So try to take it the way you will work for you. For nigh on 50, 60 years in earnest, I mean, in absolute earnest, for sure, in that time, started earlier, but I mean, obviously, as we look back in that time since Kennedy, there has been an effort to tell you that none of these things exist. We're here. What are you? Are you out of your mind? You're a lunatic. Anybody who tries to reveal the truth about this, they're out of their mind. And now they turn because everything's turned, and now they're gaslighting you and trying to manipulate you another way. Oh, the deep state is here, but it's made out of patriotic public servants here to rescue the republic. They are going to turn evil good and good to evil. When I was arrested, kidnapped by this supposed law enforcement officer.
Gremlin.
Yes, I would say that, but... troll. I mean, really, he's a troll for the deep state. He doesn't know it. He's a troll for the IMF. That's what he's a troll for. The occupying force. We're occupied by the IMF. And the occupying force is him, and he works for the IMF. That's what he doesn't know. And I'm sorry if that offends you. That's the reality of this. He asked me. He was so obsessed with me having a Social Security number. Obsessed with it. I gave him a passport from the United States of America. And I did it through a process through Kelby, and I got it. There's no Social Security number. It's not even a law. There's no Social Security number attached to my passport. He went nuts. He took my passport and couldn't. Well, we can't use that. We can't. You are such a liar. You are such a freaking liar. He is obsessed with identifying me. That's why he said that he wanted to take me in, because he can't identify, because I won't properly identify myself. I gave him a passport and this international driver's permit, a passport from the United States of America, and this monkey, because it wasn't attached to a Social Security number, they wanted to pull me and put me in jail. Do you understand this, ladies and gentlemen? There are two worlds. And this is just like good and evil. You can take it back then any way you want to. Go all the way back to the Bible, the Dominion. You can go to Lucifer. You can go to God's King, whatever. God, the Declaration of Independence, says that your Creator endowed you with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and government's only purpose is to protect that. The Bill of Rights is there as the keystone of that sentiment to protect you, to keep you in your sovereignty. And here's a quote. He asked two things. He asked me, if I'm a sovereign, what are you, a sovereign citizen? Are you a sovereign citizen? I said, no. Was that, you know, what does that mean? Why? Because they are dangerous. They're a terror threat. That's what this lunatic told me. They said, you know what that sounds like? It sounds like the New York Times here. The deep state is made out of patriotic public servants trying to rescue the republic. Yeah. He says, oh, sovereign citizens are dangerous. They're a terror threat. They're dangerous. They're dangerous. Well, you're damn right. They're dangerous to you. You illegitimate moron.
Yeah,
they're dangerous to you and your system and your masters. Don't you get it, you moron? Anyway, moving on. So then another time I was in, if you heard the story yesterday, all week you're going to hear these stories. So later on, I'm in getting fingerprinted and everything. And the guy asked me, he says, I'm not trying to offend you, but just tell me, are you a sovereign citizen? somebody different. They've trained everybody in this podunk sheriff department about sovereign citizen. The biggest threat, the biggest thing on their mind. Not if I'm, you know, got some turban on my head and a bomb strapped to my chest.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a sovereign citizen?
They would have let you go if you had one of those.
Yeah. if I'd have been an illegal alien come across Mexico, this would have been, didn't speak English.
Because you didn't have a social security number. They had no jurisdiction. They would have let you on your way.
Yeah. If I'd have been an illegal alien, chances are better than 50-50, they would have just let me go.
Yeah.
I wanted to read you a quote by John Jay, the first Supreme Court justice that we can, I hope we never forget this, ladies and gentlemen. This is the news. You talk about it, people say, well, you want the news? This is the news.
That's news.
This is the news. You want to know what the news is? Your republic, who the New York Times says the deep state is defending, is all a lie, and they're gaslighting and manipulating you to think that they are now helping you and helping your republic, and they are patriotic. And there's these leftist morons. It's not even left-right. It's up-down.
Right.
They are these downward hell pit morons,
demons,
who think that socialistic philosophies and socialistic political ideologies are actually good and godly. They know nothing about God. They know nothing about this country. I'll say it boldly. Anybody who wants to come on and have a different opinion, I'll let you say your opinion, and we can talk about it, debate, whatever. They know nothing. They are below a nuisance. They are worse than a nuisance in this country. They are part of its destruction, its fabric.
Yeah.
Because we have raised it, because we've let our children be taught by godless heathens who teach secular humanism. Our kids come out, they have no concept of who they are. Origins run to origins. If we come from God, we run back to God. If we come from a worm, we run back to a worm. That's just common sense. Beginnings run to end. End runs to beginning. If we come from God, we go to God. If we come from a worm, we go to a worm. So they've told our children that. And then so, of course, some deep state or some state has to then rule over us because all we are is dumb worms.
Yeah.
The people are sovereign. This is John Jay.
Year?
This is 1790s.
Okay.
1793, I believe, exactly. But it's Chisholm versus Georgia. This is a very important case. A lot of parts of this case, but he takes a section of this and explains the sovereignty and what happened at the Revolution of America. It's extremely powerful. God bless the day that John Jay tried to divert from the whole subject of the case that was even at hand and tried to explain all this about the Revolutionary War and what happened in the United States of America.
Put pen to paper.
And put it down by law. In case law since that day in the United States. Here's what he said. The people are sovereign at the revolution. The sovereignty devolved on the people. Okay, what are they saying? At the revolution, the people were sovereign. Before the revolution, they were what? What were they? What were Americans?
Subjects.
Subjects. Subjects to what?
The king.
The king. The king's will.
Mm-hmm.
The king doesn't like you, you're in trouble. The king likes you, yeah, everything's good, as William Federer so eloquently talks about history. Okay?
Yeah.
The king's whim. Your future, your destiny, your dominion in the hands of the king.
The king. He can do anything he wants to. On any whim.
At the revolution, the Declaration of Independence is our founding charter document. Anybody who tells you different is an ignorant fool or trying to trick you. One of the two. The people are sovereign at the revolution. The sovereignty devolved on the people. And they are truly the sovereigns of the country. But they are sovereigns without subjects.
That's correct.
With none to govern but themselves. The citizens of America are equal as fellow citizens and as joint tenants in the sovereignty. John Jay.
Excellent.
So when people ask, they have a certain definition. Now, I want you to know just how far this has come with Google and everything that's going with Google. I Googled because I was looking for this quote. I wanted the exact quote.
It's hard to find.
I put in the Google. This is exactly what I put. Americans are sovereigns without subjects. Sovereigns without subjects. That's the quote straight from this. Extremely famous, this court case. The first page, I went down far. The first page was Wikipedia, Snopes, The Atlantic, New York Times, blah, 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 all talking about sovereign citizens and their movement and how they're subversive, how they don't believe in law. all I asked for was Americans are sovereigns without subjects. The quote, the most famous quote, and Google is totally controlled.
Right.
All it brings up is now these sovereign citizens are a problem.
Right.
And how big of a problem they are. The level of manipulation and gaslighting, and you know this. I know that you understand this. I need you. We need you. We all need you to understand this deeper than you do now. There is a calculated, systematic, pernicious, unrelenting agenda at the highest levels and the most obvious levels and conspicuous levels of everything we see that is designed to control and manipulate you and take the sovereignty that your founding fathers gave you as an inheritance and as your heavenly father gave you by birth. This is the most important subject in this world today. Will the United States of America uphold the Declaration of Independence, or will we allow our children to be manipulated by all sorts of false doctrines and demons to where their hearts and minds and beliefs are taken away and we give it away to some overarching socialistic, communistic, whatever, fill in the blank state that sees you as chattel and sees you as a worm and makes you self-identify as that worm? I will not self-identify that way. That is why I went to prison instead of compromising my principles. I am not their subject. I am not a slave. And I can promise you, listening to people like Deborah Tavares and listening to people like some of the other guests we have, that is exactly what many people and these people in the New York Times think of you. I believe in you. That is why I'm pouring my heart out to you and telling you even about this whole thing in my life and opening myself up. Do you understand the danger I'm even putting myself and my family in even by saying this? Please understand this and be ready. Be ready. I love you. I love you. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned. Great show.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores, I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Martin is on hold. Want to make you aware of some of our specials over at the Power Mall. The, of course, the magnesium oil, which we'll discuss, and the iodine we're going to spend some time on. The Miracle 2, all those products are on sale. The Global Healing Center products are on sale. Strauss Heart Drops. The Vitamir toothpaste, the Vitamir Zinc with CoQ10, and the mouthwash, all at the Power Mall on sale. We thank you for your support. Your support will keep us here and lets us flourish. You know, or we've talked about, you don't know, you understand, or you believe, or I've told you, many people have told you, all the internet systems that are out there, all the internet platforms, the major ones, have all been taken over, all are controlled, all being manipulated and gaslighted to lower our influence. All of them. Our influence. And this voice goes out. My voice is going out all over the world because you're on the other end listening and they haven't quite been able to manipulate you away yet. And we stay here because of your beliefs and because of your desire and because of your support and prayers and energy. The deep state understands this perfectly. They understand about energy, about frequency, about beliefs. And they're trying, that's why they've worked to capture and control all these things. That is their agenda. They're experts at it. They have spent billions in research on it. They took all the Nazi research. They took it to another level. And they have now engineered all these things so they can get certain responses out of you and make you believe certain things. And they are very good at it. And I'm here like some lunatic, trying to punch a hole through these windows and these little things. And our guests are here because they've seen some sort of light. They have some sort of spark that they're bringing to you. And that's why we're here. And that's why Martin's here. So please support us. Thank you for your support at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. And remember, everybody listening brushes their teeth, I believe, unless they don't have teeth. Then they can brush their dentures. I don't know. This is my great-great-grandma used to do, brush her dentures. And it is better if you use the Vitamir toothpaste, even on the dentures, I'm sure. So everybody should buy toothpaste and mouthwash. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. Thank you so much for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Getting to our next guest, which is a longtime friend of the show. His knowledge base, we're going to try to tap into that a little bit, and the magnesium oil for sure. Life enthusiast himself, Martin Patella. Martin, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you. And boy, did you ever poke into something that I have been watching and listening and being aware, because of course I have my own online store, and boy, have we been getting squeezed. Google long ago used to have in its motto, do no evil. Well, they have now made a deal with GlaxoSmithKline, and they have now bought into this special treatment. Each website has an extra field that says something like a rating or valuation. Website used to be strictly popular because of people rating them up. It was just democracy in action. That's gone. They now have this code that they stick in. I was watching Joe Mercola's conversation with the public. They took away most of his traffic. They took away a good chunk of our traffic. They can now manipulate it any way they want.
I don't know if our listeners understand that to that degree. You hear that, ladies and gentlemen, and you just whatever, and it flows over your head, and you're like, wow, that's terrible. Unless you're in it like Martin is or I am or what we're doing here, you don't understand what he just said. I mean,
They can turn down my light. You know,
that's right.
Just like a rheostat. And instead of seeing me in full glory, you can now maybe see me out the shadows, maybe somewhere in the corner, if you go looking there. But the websites that get all the juice are the ones that are pushed up by the big business interests. I wouldn't call it deep state, you know. I think it's just the money in politics. Like, when you can buy the Congress, and they do.
Well, it's corporate interest. I would say corporate
environment.
Interest. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Corporate
I would say corporate
money.
Interest.
Money.
Corporate
in
agenda.
Form.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to describe it.
The pharmaceutical industry spends a lot of money in advertising, both on the television and on the online. And they get to call the shots.
And they demand a return on their investment.
Yeah.
And they demand that places are going to, you know, serve them. Right. Anyway, getting back to this. And the other side of that coin, Martin, is think about what you said at the beginning. Shows, channels, radio stations became popular because people listened to them. They were popular because people made them popular. And all the manipulating, all the gaslighting, all the corporate agenda and advertising, don't even go into the deep state, but all the just plain old corporate advertising and agendizing to capture your attention did not work.
Yeah.
So now they're saying, okay, this system that we created to further our corporate agenda, this internet, whatever, it's backfiring on us because the people just are doing what they want. They're not listening to us anymore. Think about it. So now we are going to make those decisions for them now. That's where we are. It's crazy.
Yep. Indeed.
Okay. Well, we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I can convince Google to do otherwise because I don't have the financial power to just overpower GlaxoSmithKline, who is selling the toxic solutions. Here we are selling the non-toxic solution. You know, before you started into your tirade about how the traffic is dying out on us, we were talking about the aging male, right? What happens in the man's body? Why is it that he has to get up three times a night to go pee?
Yes,
that was an awesome question.
Yes, a lot of people have that situation, and I got to get up. I'm like, what in the world's going on? And you know darn well, you get to a certain age, if you're asleep and you have to go to the bathroom, there's no sense fighting it. You just, I got to get up, forget it. I'll never sleep unless I get up now. What goes on in our body where we got to pee three times a day, and what can we do about it?
So there are two reasons for the urgency. One is the pH balance. The other one is the level of histamine. Histamine is the signaling molecule of irritation. Like, you can take antihistamines to stop sneezing, right? Like a Sudafed is a classic example of that.
Right.
But if you are eating foods that are irritating to you, for example, for me, it's wheat and a couple other things. If I eat the wrong foods, I will have my body irritated and I will have to get up because I have to go. So that's one. So the antidote to that is to stop eating the wrong things, or there are some supplements that I have in my website. I don't think you have it in yours. It's based on jasmine. So that's one thing.
So let me ask you a follow up on just that. So is it are you talking food allergies, or is there something like, hey, don't drink soda or don't drink this, or is it individual preferences or individual allergies?
No, there will be specific irritables for any one person. Like, some people will be irritated by oxalates, which is things like spinach and almonds and some other tree nuts or whatever. Another person may be irritated by whatever. Like, you know, like that's just almost anything can be allergic or irritating to any one person. They would need to sort of experiment with
figure out themselves what those things are. Now, what is this? How does this relate to vaccines? Because I know vaccines create a histamine response, and that's why kids have allergies.
Yeah, well, that's a more complex thing. They weaken or irritate the immune system, and then they, of course, accelerate this response. So
yes.
All of us in my generation, we have all been vaccinated, so we all are now more irritable and more susceptible to this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, continue on.
Than we would be otherwise. Anyway, but the stuff that you can do something with and work on is the pH balance. The acidity of the urine is also a trigger for the urgency. Like, if your urine is more acidic, it will just wake you up. It will force you. You will have this urgency to go. You know, there are people who have to go every an hour and a half or 2 hours. Well, whereas others can go for 4 or 5 hours, no problem, without. So, if that's the case, you can test it with baking soda, which would alkalize you instantly, or you can use this wonderful thing called Neutralizer, Miracle 2 Neutralizer. You would be adding about 7 to 10 drops to every glass of water, or a teaspoon of it to a gallon of water. And it has in it calcium, magnesium, and potassium in a wonderful blend of that aloptic water. We discussed that on our previous call, how that water is specially treated to be closer to what the body needs. And that thing will push the pH toward alkaline. An overly acidic person is irritable. Short-tempered, bitchy, and easy to anger. So if you have those sensations and you have to get up often, then you definitely need to alkalize yourself.
Fascinating. Wow, I never would have equated pH with having to get up. Because sometimes, you know, for me personally, I don't know everybody listening, I know me personally, some nights I never have a problem, and then some nights it's just, I have to get up and go to the bathroom. It's just, there's just no other way around it. And a lot of other nights I don't.
Yeah.
So maybe I need to pay attention to what I'm eating or some baking soda or some of this nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. For me, I get, you know, like eating for your blood type, you can start reading about lectins and you can figure that out. Like, I am the blood type that doesn't do well with chicken and shrimp. So if I want to eat chicken for dinner, I can, but I can guarantee you I'll have to get up.
What is a lectin? You said
because
lectins.
It will.
What is a lectin?
Yes, Lectin is a protein type of thing that's in food. Every food has it, that are related to how that thing is digested in your body. Like, it's sort of like a marker protein within it.
Okay.
And each food has some, and you need to be able to manage them.
So you need to be able to, when you say manage, you need to be able to break them down to use them? Or what do you mean manage them? What do you mean by that?
Well, no, it's more like each one of us is better capable of dealing with some and not the others. So if your blood type is O, you probably won't do great with grains, and you'll do better with eating salads and meats. But if your blood type is B, you're not going to do well with chicken or shrimp or whatever, and so on. Like, you know, you can go get the Peter DiAdamo book, Eat Right for Your Blood Type.
How many blood types are there? Is there like five or six? Or
four.
How many are there? There's four.
No,
A, B, O, and what else?
Yeah, that's it. You just said it. A, B, and O.
That's it. Okay.
And
well, there you
O
go.
Is the most, the O is the oldest. That's the hunters. A is the farmers. B is further evolved. The B type is mostly the Middle Eastern, Jewish, Arabic, those type of people. And AB was created by crossbreeding.
Crossbreeding? You mean like, what do you mean? We're GMO, not GMO. What do you mean?
No, humans having it with one another. The
breeding. Oh, breeding.
With a French person, and there we go.
I didn't know what you were talking about. Okay, shows you how much I know about blood.
You know, humans,
anyway.
Humans do crossbreeding experiments with one another all the time, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Those kind of experiments. I got you. lectins, do lectins, I've heard that they can create leaky bowel if you don't deal with them correctly, or is that, do you know anything about that?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's kind of related. If you ignore the signals, you're going to break your body faster.
So you need to be able to break down the proteins, break down the lectins. Let's move on to, magnesium.
Right.
Magnesium oil that we carry, pretty much every health expert we've had on, pretty much everyone will, if I ask them directly, but pretty much everyone, if I said, hey, what are some of the most pressing things that we need to be focused on? And invariably, you know, they're going to bring up magnesium not too far from the beginning of this conversation. Why is magnesium so important? And let's talk about your magnesium oil.
Yeah, all right. Well, our magnesium oil is better because A, it's pure, B, it's the chloride, which is the more compatible with the human physiology, C, because it's energetically treated in such way that it will be more penetrable and absorbable. So just know that the brand is a better magnesium than other. In general, magnesium is your autonomic nervous system that controls whether you're in the fight or flight mode or in the rest, repair, and digest mode is controlled by the balance between calcium and magnesium. Calcium shoves you over into the fight or flight, and magnesium pulls you back into the rest and repair. And so if you're nervous and can't relax, you're probably deficient in magnesium.
What percentage of the population would you say... Is this a chronic problem across the United States? I've heard other people say that. What
80% of the population.
Oh, geez, that's
80,
pretty.
4 out of 5 people don't have enough, and 3 out of 5, 60%, are clinically deficient. They actually have serious problems, and
Hold on. 60. I know I've heard this before, but it's just.
I'm on hold.
I'm just amazed by these things. I mean, the knowledge that you bring is just 60% of them. We're talking about Americans. I don't know about the rest of the world. Specifically,
Americans.
Okay, Americans. 60% are clinically, chronically deficient in magnesium, but yet, you know, you would think that if the government would care about us at all, they would start putting magnesium in salt like they used to put iodine or something. I mean, it's like we don't even hear about this.
Right. No. But listen to this.
Okay.
A doctor will prescribe for you a calcium channel beta blocker to lower your blood pressure so that your heart doesn't beat so hard. The natural antidote to that is to take more magnesium. But they don't think about the physiology. They don't think that, hey, it's like a seesaw. If I'm beating too hard, I'm just lacking magnesium. No, they instead try to yank back the calcium push. They are doing a channel blocker instead of the balancer,
wow,
which magnesium would naturally do.
When you say calcium channel blocker, that can't be good.
Well, you know, it's an expensive pharmaceutical prescription drug.
With side effects.
Instead of this inexpensive 20-cent-a-day magnesium supplement.
Well, I imagine that if you start blocking the calcium channels, then you have other repercussions as well.
There always is a side effect to every chemical that you throw in your body, unless it's something natural that your body naturally would use. If it was in seawater, it's probably okay. But if it's not, then it's probably going to have side effects.
Well, that's a good litmus test, isn't it? The seawater test.
You know, the life. Where is life based? What's life based on? Right.
Water in our bodies. Water. I'd say water. We're 70.
Seawater specifically.
Yeah. That's right. Salt water. That's
not
right.
Not just any water. It's seawater. You need the electrolytes. You need the calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, and so on. Chlorides. Very important.
I am fascinated by, you know, I like sports. I've always liked sports. I find it harder and harder to watch, certainly. But, like in the NFL, you'll hear, well, this player has a pulled hamstring. This player has a touchy mm-hmm. hamstring all the time. And immediately since I've known you, I start thinking, boy, he could sure benefit if he knew Mark Patella. Explain that.
Get through to these people and give them a rub down with magnesium oil before they get on the field. What happens is a tight muscle is a muscle that is not relaxing fast enough. So if your quad is strong, the moment you lift your knee, your quad is shortening and your hamstring is supposed to be lengthening. So as you're running, right, you kick your knee up, well, bang, and you rip your hamstring because your quad is stronger. If you were rubbed down with magnesium, you would be running like a cheetah with muscles relaxed.
Mm.
It's the speed of lengthening that is lacking in these magnesium deficient people.
Well, so people who are listening, they probably don't run track and field anymore. Probably. I don't know that for sure, but probably. So how does that help them?
Well,
just their overall looseness, their overall
bend over to pick up something on the floor. It's same mechanism. You need to be able to lengthen the opposing muscle for every movement. If you lift your arm, like, you know, let's just do a curl, the bicep is shortening and tricep is lengthening. If you're stiff, you will be fighting the other.
Mm. What, as you look across the landscape of America, obviously we usually talk about America, but we're probably talking about Western society mostly when we're talking about the health
industrial
system.
Industrial society, but we have it worse here than the Europeans because they have not bought into the crazy GMO agenda that America has been hijacked by.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. As you look across the landscape, what do you think are the one or two just key things that are on the front of your mind?
Glyphosate, Roundup, Monsanto, and now bought by Bayer and all of that. Mm. That is going to possibly be the end of our civilization.
Wow. Now, have you been watching it late at night? I watch Family Feud sometimes. I love Family Feud. I don't know why. I just love Family Feud. And every time on the commercial, they got some lawyer trying to get you to sign up to sue Monsanto for Roundup. Do you think these lawyers are going to do what common sense couldn't do?
I should pray so. I wish them Godspeed. I mean,
and why is glyphosate
follow this train of thought.
All right.
The chemists, pharmaceutical engineers, whoever they are, at the Monsanto then, now Bayer, said, look, the glyphosate is not toxic to the human. It's only toxic to the insect, to the microbe. Well, it is toxic to the microbe. The problem is that it will stop the functioning of the microbes that live in the soil and the microbes that live in your gut. So it's causing an endless, number one, it's killing the soil, so that the yields are going down even as we speak. You know, they keep saying, oh yeah, go GMO, you'll feed the world much better than we have so far. It's not true. That miracle high yield has never happened. And the second thing is, when you ingest foods that are covered in it, you are killing the microbes in your gut, which is, hey, you know, you mentioned leaky gut, which is autoimmune disease of every sort. That's heart disease and allergies and I don't know, I could go 200 named diseases.
You said this idea of high yield, that this is a fallacy. This is a fairy tale. But I hear farmers talk
Absolutely.
About this all the time. Explain that. We got about 30 seconds.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. If you give up all of it and go organic, you end up making more money on your farm than if you go full chemical.
Sure. Yeah, it's become that way. Almost at the end of the interview.
That's my 30 second.
Martin, you've been fantastic. We're gonna next time you come on. This is the second time in a row you've only been on for half hour. Come on for an hour. Let's get into some of these things.
It's your booking agent that needs to change.
All right, Catherine, Martin needs to come on for an hour next time. I mean, it's just that simple. Martin, thank you so much for your time. We got the magnesium oil. We got the neutralizer over at the Power Mall.
All the best.
To you.
People wake up. Take the neutralizer. The neutralizer will help you alkalize. If you're nervous, drink it.
All right. God bless you. Thank you, Martin. Coming up, David Ahmad from Open Carry, Texas on the other side. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.